Shir Mem Zayin, Yom Gimel Parshas Pinchas.
Tanu Rabbana Gan Bach Sukas Goyim, Sukas Noshim, Sukas Beheima, Sukas Kusim, Suka Mikol Mokrim Ksheira. Sukas Gan Bach, Zgoyim Noshim, Beheima, Sukas Kusim, Suka Mikol Mokrim Ksheira. ובלבד שתהם מסוחחס כהלכוסו. But the sukkah has to be מסוחחס כהלכוסו. פרק דגמורה, מהי כהלכוסו? אמר רב חיסדה והוא שעשו לצל סוכה. So the first braisa is מחדש, that סוכה סגן בח is kosher. והוא שתהם מסוחחס כהלכוסו. And the Gemara is asking a kasha, Maiki ilchoso, and Rashi explains that the kasha is pshita that it has to be mesuchach ki ilchoso. What is the tzad that the sukkah will not be mesuchach ki ilchoso? You could have a sukkah that is ainu mesuchach ki ilchoso. If it's ainu mesuchach ki ilchoso, it's toch posul. A sukkah needs to be mesuchach ki ilchoso. If it's not kilchoso, sukas ganbach, you want to be mechadish that even goyim noshim kusim is kosher. Say that. Because mechadish that even noshim kusim is kosher. But what do you have to say that it's mesuchach kilchoso? So the more, my kilchoso? Omar Rav Chisda vehu she'aso letzel. There's a condition that it's made letzel. It's made for shade. And here be'etzem, I want just the pshat. Avadim miyad we have to shtel. נו, זה תוך ויתר שוור. והוא שעשו לצל. Every sukkah needs to be done לצל. הרי this was the gemara's kasha. You tell me a chidush, sukkah's ganbach is kosher, והוא שמסוחחס כהלכוסו. פרקס דהקה שמסוחחס כהלכוסו, פשיטה, every sukkah needs to be מסוחח כהלכוסו. You're answering, no, you know what is the פשט מסוחחס כהלכוסו? מסוחחס כהלכוסו מין שעשו לצל. Every sukkah needs to be done שעשו לצל. So בפשט הגמורה, we have couple שיטס רישיונים, and I want to explain דוח the שיטס הרישיונים. לפי רשי, the פשט of the גמורה is one פשט. Every sukkah you could do לשם סוכה. Like we were masked with the last two שיעורים. You don't have to מחווה נראי נאויסה לשם צל. If you're doing it l'shem sukas mitzvah, it's enough. The ganbach did not do it l'shem sukas mitzvah. So here is a condition that they have to be mechaven l'shem tzel. A regular sukkah, you don't have to be mechaven dafka l'shem tzel. If you're mechaven to do a sukkah, it's also good. But in the sukkah's ganbach, there's a condition that you have to be mechaven l'shem tzel. This is one pshat. A second pshat, similar to this pshat, Rashi adds, and Rashi says, Avada evi sukkah needs to be done l'shem tzel, and if it's not done l'shem tzel, it's not good. Here the chiddush is that the sukkah's ganbach needs to be nikar that it's made l'shem tzel. Every sukkah, you could assume yourself that the guy made it l'shem tzel. Here you don't know. Maybe the ganbach did the sukkah for tznias ba'alme. How you will know if he did it l'tzel or not? If you see a lot of schach, a tik schach, then you know that he did it l'tzel. Even the be'etzem tzilosu merubu mechamosu is good. This is halochadik. But a person that wants to be shade covers himself completely. So how you know that he did it l'shem tzel? If it's covered with a lot of schach, you know that he did it l'shem tzel. So the lashon of the mish brayse is mesuchechas kiilchoso. What does kiilchoso means? Kiilchoso means k'moishetzorich means L'shem tzel. How you know it, so normally you don't have to know it. Here you have to know it by having a lot of shade. By having a lot of schach, you know that he meant l'shem tzel. So again, the first shot we said, stam, v'usha asol l'tzel, why are we saying this chidush in Ganbach? Because every regular sukkah, if you mechav l'shem mitzvah, is also enough. Here the mechav l'shem mitzvah is not enough. Then the goy is not mechav l'shem mitzvah. The only way the sukkah be kosher is, if the guy take it was mechav l'shem tzel. But Rashi is adding more from that, I have to have a heker. How I have a heker? If it's a lay, it's a big tick of schach, I know that he meant l'shem tzel. This is the way we said yesterday in Shir. The chisoron in this pshat is, so lemaisa, it's not mamish misucheches ki ilchoso. It's overdone. It's more of a misucheches ki ilchoso. I know that it's misucheches ki ilchoso because I see that the guy made enough shade. So I know that it's good. But lemaisa, it's not mamish misucheches ki ilchoso. Lefi this pshat, it's a little bit more from ki ilchoso be'etzem. Again, what? Has to be a heker. Every dying will decide. And the answer is, in a place that is a lot of sun, a lot of schach. In a place that is a less sun, less schach. It's not chachomim. The sukkah is kosher, you need a heker. So lefi the pshutim shel dvorim is the sukkah is l'shem tzel. Aber Rashi says I need a hechrach. So we explained yesterday, as the achronim learned, how you have a hechrach that it's made l'shem tzel. If you have a lot of shade, you know that it's l'shem tzel. But it's not so gishmak in the words mesucheches ki ilchoso. So the uchlaner comes with a geoynes. He says cholila v'chas. If it says ki ilchoso, it means it has 51% shade, not more from that. If it has more from 51 shade, it's not kiil choso. So if the price is stated that sukkas ganbach kosher v'usha misocher is kiil choso, 51% is good. So what is the pshat? The pshat is if you come and you don't see 51%, you see 49%, then it's possible because you know that he did it letznias be'alme. Wait. If you see 49% schach, it's possible because you know the guy didn't do it for sun because it's sunny. Ah, you will ask me 49% is possible anyway because chamosa meruba mitziloso. The terrace is very posh. Listen to the geoynes of the Ochlaner. You walk in the field and you find the sukkas ganbach. You look up 49%. So you say, that out the sugi here, I would say, mistome the goy did it for shade. Okay, it's not enough. I'll take two pieces of bamboo, put it on top, and now I'll be okay. Zog the Breise, nein. If you came and you saw a Sukkas Ganbach that is 49, you know that he did it for Tznias. All of this doesn't count. It's not enough to put two pieces in bamboo on the Shem Schach. You have to put a whole Schach on the Shem Schach. So this is the Pshat in the Breise. Sukkas Ganbach Ksheiro, Veru Shemesucheres Kiil Choso. That lemais, what is Shemesucheres Kiil Choso? So the Gemara Shaso L'Shem Tzel. That I know that it's 51%. Because if I don't see 51%, b'meile, I think maybe he made it. I think that he made it l'shem tznias. And if I know that he made it l'shem tznias, b'meile, all of the 49 don't count, and it doesn't help to put two l'shem schach. It doesn't help to do two l'shem schach. I have to put it l'shem tzel. So if he all the pshatim now, so again, sukkas ganbach ksheiro ve'ushu mesucheches keilchoso, mai keilchoso she'aso letzel. I weiter schwer. Every sukkah needs it. This was the Gemara's kasha. Every sukkah needs keilchoso. Every sukkah needs keilchoso. This is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara she'aso letzel. Weiter schwer. You have to have she'aso letzel. So other the chiddush is here because it's no l'shem sukkah. Other Rashi said there's a raya l'shem tzel. Then there's a chiddush. The words kilchos are not so gishmak. Or like the Ochlaner, Avad, 51% is enough. But the chiddush is that when you came and you saw it, it was 51%. Said how this lashon Gemara l'fi the Ochlaner is kemin choymer. Ve'u she'asu yo letzel. The kilchosa doesn't mean that now is 51. Now for sure you need 51. But it means that it's nikel. When you came, you saw that it's kilchosa. You saw that he did it l'shem tzel. Lefi deran, we said a different pshat in the Gemara. My kilchosa, not that it has enough shade. My kilchosa, the pshat is that we know that he did it l'shem tzel and not l'shem dira. Aye, every sukkah is posul l'shem dira. That's every sukkah. We don't have to think that the guy did it l'shem dira. Here is a reason to think that the guy did it l'shem dira. There's a reason to think that the guy did it l'shem dira. Or in the second nusach, maybe if you mechaven l'shem mitzvah, dira doesn't pasul. Here it pasuls. And the third pshat that we said yesterday was Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam says that the rain cannot come in. Vehu she'asol letzeil. What the Rosh brings down b'shem Rabbi Nutam, that the rain cannot come. I'm sorry, that the rain could come in. Vehu she'asuya letzel, that it's made for tzel, but the rain could come in. It's not me'uve kemin bayis. This is the Rosh Siman Yud Beis b'shem Rabbi Nutam. And again, we have the shaila pshite. Every sukkah needs it. Vehu she'mesucheres kilchos. So fighting more pshite she'asuya letzel, that the rain could come in. I pshite. So we said, the Bach says the Teretz. Every time you write that it's possible, but you could fix it. Here the mean, the Pshat is that he did it in such a way, so the Sukkah is possible b'cheftze. The Sukkah is possible b'cheftze. So Sefer Avodas Dovi says a little bit different. It says again, L'fi Rashi we said, Kilchoso, that it's made l'shem tzel with all the three pshotim. L'fi the Rishonim, Kilchoso, that it's made l'shem tzel, not l'shem diro. L'fi Rabbi Nutam, Kilchoso, that the rain could come in. I, Alamol, it's possible if the rain cannot come in. So we said here, it's mamish possible that you can't fix it. Avodas Dovi says, the Biur Aloche, I'm sure you learned the sugi of Choytet Begodish. So the Gemara says, if it was a halal tefach and you dug inside, it's kosher. Zog the Biur Aloche, but Lamai said the rain cannot come in. So the Taz says, yeah, he dug so much that he mamish got till the top that the rain could come in. It's not mashma. Zog the Taz, the rain cannot come in is possible in a regular sukkah, it looks like a house. A godish never looks like a house. Even if the rain doesn't come in, it's kosher. What Biasal Kedaitoch and these sukkahs that we'll see now, sukkahs goyim, sukkahs roim, ragbash, lekvieh, these sukkahs, people know that they're not really like houses. So I would think that maybe if the rain doesn't come in here, it doesn't look like a house, it stays a sukkah. Komash malon, that if the rain doesn't come in these sukkahs, it's not good. So be a chidush, shasol etzein, but if the rain cannot come in, it's stuck up, Rabbi. This is the first chalik of the Gemara. Mamshich the Gemara, mikol makom la'asu yemai la'sukas ragbash. The tonu rabbonon sukas ragbash, sukas roim, sukas kaitzim, sukas burgonim, sukas shemreperes, sukas mikol makom kshero. Uvem zrotz kilchosu, mai kilchosu, amar abchiz levu sha'asu oletzel. Sukas mikom la'asu yemai la'sukas ganbach. Man the tonu ganbach, alim ele ganbach, mishum de kviye. Kotonu mikol makom la'asu yiragbash, telo kviye. Vai tonu ragbash, alim ele ragbash, te bnei chiyu veninu. Tonu mikol makom la'asu yiganbach, delav bnei chiyu veninu. So we have two sukas, ganbach and ragbash. And the Gemara tries to say a chidush. If I would say ganbach, the Gemara, ragbash is a bigger chidush. Why? Because it's loikviyah. So I would think that the ragbash is not kosher. I would think only the ganbach is kosher. But the ragbash, I would think that are not kosher. Why? Because they're loikviyah. So what is the loikviyah? Every sukkah is for 7 days. Why I would think that the ragbash is not good? Every sukkah is for 7 days. And even so, it's kosher. So why if the Tana would say ganbach, I would think ganbach is not good, is good, or beragbash is not good. So some want to say that here it's even less than 1 day sometimes. Rashi says, pe'omim roim kan, pe'omim roim kan, k'she'ochle samire. But it's a doichak. Rashi says, v'chein kaitzim, what is kaitzim? The ones that cut the dates. The one in the Dorim Samach Aleph says, Mishover HaKaitz. It's like 2 months. So the kaitzim have it for 2 months. So how I would think that ragbash is not good because it's loy kviyah? Why I would think that the ragbash is not good because it's loy kviyah? Oh, but it's for 2 months. They're 2 months. What? Every sukkah? No, Rashi says, when they dry, it takes 2 months to dry, Rashi says.
go through the whole thing.
Again, when they dry, hoilchim lohem v'soisrim. Rashi doesn't say they move every day. Roy move every day. Kaitzim, when it's dry, it takes 2 months, then they move. Okay, but after 2 months they move. It takes 2 months till it dries. Rashi says kshiyovshu. Rashi doesn't say they build it somewhere else. You're not looking in the Rashi inside. Baroim Rashi says they build it somewhere else. It's not the pshat. So what's the pshat? What? But what means El Shah? It means 1 hour? No. It means a month, 2 months. It means 2 months. The Shah of the Meiri is 2 months.
It's a short period of time.
Short period of time. Sukkah is also a short period of time. So I want to answer you two. It's not true. Not true. It's 2 months. Everyone in the Dorim Samach Aleph. It's 2 months. So I think the Pshat is Azeh. The Pshat is Azeh. The Pshat is Azeh. The Pshat is Azeh. You say that they move. I don't think it's a good tell. And the Tzad that they move right away, maybe it's a halb tell. But Lama again, Istar Behelem, the Steretz Peretz. Lama is all that they do stay for 2 months. Then it's a Kasha. So I want to answer even so. I want to answer even on the Tzad. You're right, could be it's not a Kasha. Some want to say like that, that they move every day. But Lama is all on the Tzad that they don't move every day. The Pshat is Azeh. So maybe it's two ways. One way I heard once from someone a pshat that Ken Zayin Sukkah is made for 7 days. For 7 days he's making the Sukkah. The guys that put the tein, the mashal deroyim. Sometimes there's a lot of grass. There will be for 7 days. Sometimes there will be for 10 days. Sometimes there will be for 1 day. So I want to ask you a shayla. Lefi the hava minif the gemore that it's not good. Lefi the hava minif from the gemore. So if you have a minute of the Gemara, it's not good because it's not kvir. So only roim the tak and break it every day. But if they came to a field that is for 10 days, if you don't have a minute, that will be a good sukkah. That will be a good sukkah if you just have a minute. For sure not. The pshat is the roim are not kriveya, a place where they're going to be. They finish the feed, they move. They move. They're not, it's not the pshat that it's made for a week. Tomorrow will be a wind and we'll take away the grass. They'll make it right away. It'll be a big sun and the kaitzim will break, will dry after 1 day. They will leave. It'll be worms and we'll eat up the ganses after. They will leave. There's no kvias here. They hear zaitik. Achis yabesh. Lashon Rashi. Pa'amim roim kan. Pa'amim roim kan. Chen kaitzim kshiyov shoyelchim loem. Not because. Meiri lefisho. They're not kavua. Even that it's more from a week, the sukkah, the pshat is, it's a kviyas for a week. This is one way to answer. But I think maybe a better way to answer. The answer is, and again, this is the yisayit of the sugya. Like we explained alamol, a sukkah doesn't need dafka l'shem tzel. A sukkah needs, and I want bets, and this is the inyan that we'll be going into now. When you build a sukkah, you need to do it for l'shem sukkah. I want to be masbid. You're not after mechaven l'shem mitzvah sukkah azevi besil b'chamai. We don't have to hold azevi b'chamai, but you have to make the sukkah l'shem sukkah. And I will explain. Don't think I'll be saying chidushim. We know that taisev elohim in ha'osu is possible in a sukkah. Why? Maybe explain to me why taisev elohim in ha'osu. Don't let me put gzeir zakosu. Why taisev elohim in ha'osu is possible? L'mais it's a sukkah.
It's a ketzer.
Lemaisa, I have a sukkah. Is that aloche? Chag a sukkah is tassel lecho. I need to do it. Da'ainu, I need to create it. A sukkah is not to sit on the grass that is hanging on walls. It's to sit in a sukkah. And as a din, chag a sukkah is tassel lecho. Later, we will learn by Hashem, we will start the Mishnah and Daftes. B'sham, I have to do l'shem sukkah's mitzvah. As they will lishmo, as a ganze halachas, b'sil a don't hold from it. But as a din of asir, this man, we say in a couple days, Rashi comes in his mechadash. If you do l'shem tzel, it's also called for doing l'shem sukkah. So a person does the Shem Sukkah. We said some want to be marked mitaken every Sukkah to say Arini Oisel L'Shem Tzel. So b'shemur the Chazanish. And we said in Rashi is mashma Chag Sukkah is tasa l'cho. If you do it L'Shem Tzel, it's also keilu you did it L'Shem Sukkah. It gets the shame of Sukkah. So when you do a Sukkah, Chag Sukkah is tasa l'cho. Asiyah taisa v'amin alsi is posul. It's good. You do L'Shem Sukkah. Even if you did, the goyim didn't do L'Shem to do a Sukkah, a Betzel is a Sukkah. They want to be protected in shade, and they did a Sukkah. This was the Rashi in the Sukkah before. Zog the Gemara, maybe only when they build something Kavua, it gets a Shem Sukkah. A temporary place does not get a Shem Sukkah. Kamash malon that it gets. Don't ask me a kashe, so every Sukkah is for 7 days. Every Sukkah, when I build a Sukkah, it's a Sukkah. Here the chiddush in the sugya is that the goyim could make a sukkah, even the not mechaber l'shem sukkah, but the mechaber l'shem tzel, it also has a shem sukkah. We'll see later. I want maybe shtickle to be mevar the senior, but it has to be l'shem tzel. Stam, it's not a sukkah. Stam is not a sukkah. Not every place that people did is called a sukkah. We have weiter. The Gemara says, what is the chiddush in Ganbach? I would think that the lab bnei chiyuven. What is the pshat ganbach? We'll do it mesudo. We have goyim, noshim, behema, vekusim. We'll start with the behema. What is the pshat sukkas behema? What is the pshat sukkas behema? The Rabbi Yosef Engel and Gilyoyne Ashas learns that the behema build the sukkah. She dug in and she built the sukkah. It brings Shuvah Sarashba. The behema built the sukkah. Sukkah's behema. Sukkah's behema. The behema built the sukkah. The Meiri and the Levush say a person built it for a behema. A person built it for a behema. A person built it for a behema. Zeh is mashma de Mishneh Brura also. He says if the behema is a deer, it has a smell, how you can make a brocha. Dainu, it was built for behema. And the Rivevon, and Sukkas Noshim, he says the same thing. What is Sukkas Noshim? Sha Noshim Yoish Veshom Ve'oir Gois. Not the ladies build it. It's the house for the ladies. But we'll start from the behemoth. Rabbi Yosef Engel's pshat is givaldik. The animal did it. Well, ask him a lot of kashas maybe, but this is the way he learns. And he says, this is the pshat lab bar chiyuva. If the human being did it for the animal, so it's a regular sukkah. But the Meiri and the Levush learn that a regular person did it for the behemoth. So what is the salkedaitach that it's not good? He built it that the behemoth will have shade. What is the tzad that it's not good? Lefi demirin de levush. The Gemara says, salkedaitoch is lab bar chiyuve. The Gemara doesn't say salkedaitoch that it's not called shade animals. Salkedaitoch that it's lab bar chiyuve. So vosh state, the salkedaitoch that when you build the sukkah, has to be one of the two. Other l'shem sukkah, other at least l'shem tzel for you, for a person that is mechuyev and sukkahs. Again, we're going back to the Gemara, and we have to remember, because this is what he says the Gemara, sukkah is not stam a place. Was a salkedaita that even a Yisrael builds a sukkah for animals, for noshim or goyim, it's not called a sukkah. I a yid build it, and he made l'shem tzel, but you have to do other l'shem sukkah, other even not l'shem sukkah, to be shaded. Even not in sukkahs, to be shaded. But if you want to make a shade on people that are not chayiv in sukkahs, was a salkedaitoch, that it's not called a sukkah. So we see again the same yesoy that we're saying the whole time in the sugya. We see the same yesoy in the sugya. That to create a sukkah, it's not stam you build a house. You have to build a sukkah. Even we don't hold like Bishamai that it has to be l'shem chag, but it has to be I'm doing a shem sukkah. You could do l'shem tzel, it's kilu you did l'shem sukkah. Kilu you did l'shem sukkah. Now the Gemara said, but with loy kviya, maybe it's not called that he built a sukkah. Avada, if you build a sukkah for 7 days, it's good. If you build it for labnei chiyuve, avada, it's komash malon that it's good. This is the Gemara. So Barazai lo mehei psachot. Tesis and Gittin daf memheyom would brings down Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that noshim cannot tie tzitzis. Shenemar ukshartem uksavtem. Mi sheyesh le bekshira that puts on tefillin could write a tefillin. A lady that cannot put on tefillin, she's not possible to be a sofer. The same thing, put on tzitzis. She can't tie the lulav. Frek teisves af Rabbeinu Tam sukas ganbach. Sukas ganbach is kshero. So steht, dai. Teisves steht, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, a lady cannot put on the schach. Only a person could sit in the sukkah could build the sukkah. Again, we'll see again that it's aloch is how to build the sukkah. Rabbeinu Tam would passel a lady to build the sukkah. Frek teisves un sukas ganbach. So again, if we learn pshat that our sugya is not that the lady build the sukkah, you build the sukkah for the animal, you build the sukkah for the lady, so then we don't have a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. But if we learn like Rabbi Yosef Engel that the lady build the sukkah, so in Tesis state clothed that the lady build the sukkah. I don't know if you learn like this in an animal, but Klapi the Isha, he learned that the Isha build the sukkah and the guy build the sukkah. So Be'etzem, we have two pshatim in the Gemara before we go back to Rabbeinu Tam. What is the psul? If Rabbi Yosef Engel learns the psul is that the lady that is lav bar chiyuve, the goy that is lav bar chiyuve, the animal that is lav bar chiyuve build the sukkah. And if the other pshat is, the psul is that the sukkah was done for lav bar chiyuve. So if we learn that Rabbeinu Tam learned that the sukkah was done for lav bar chiyuve, so that's good. So maybe we don't have a kasha of Rabbeinu Tam. The sukkah was done for lav bar chiyuve. The sukkah was done for lav bar chiyuve. But Ravadet was done by a yid. But lo yitzur a goy did the sukkah. Ravadet to be possible. But if we learn the sukkah kipshuta that the goy built it, so we have a starke kasha of Rabbeinu Tam. So how we answer Rabbeinu Tam? Tesis is asking a kasha of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that a isha cannot do tzitzis, a isha cannot write tefillin, she can't bundle the lulav, so how she could build a sukkah? This is the kash. So some answer that in tzitzis is a din lishma. When you build a tzitzis, you have to do it lishma. Right? B'meile, mash'enken b'sukkah is no din of lishma. You have to know an egg in the lulav, but as I say, the chokhma shleime. Sukkah is no din to make lishma. So mele, a lady could do it. And mashenken. And a tzitzis, while you have to do it lishma, tefillin, you have to write lishma. So mele, isha cannot do it.
This
says an egg is because of the bar chiyuve. Said again, a lav bar chiyuve cannot do a lishma. Says the chokhma shleime. He's going down to tesis. And he says that the pshat in tesis, you need a bar chiyuve, is to make a lishma. But if it's not a lishma, there is no chalois lishma. The male is not a problem. Again, Taisa tells us to eged lulavs, it's a bissel shver. Chasim Sefer says, in tzitzis, the mitzvah is to do the tzitzis. And we know, the gather is when you wear a. What is the chiv tzitzis? You put a beged arba kanfes, tie tzitzis on the edges. Moshe, in Shabbos, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to go without tzitzis. Why? Because I put on the beged and I can't tie it. We organized it before. The male isha that is potter from the mitzvah, she cannot do it. Sukkah has no mitzvah to build the sukkah. So the Avdinezer, it's not true. There's a mitzvah to build sukkah. Rashi says in Makas Davches that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. The Gemara in the Dorim state, sukkah shani yoise.
We say he's sitting.
What? The Rashash in the Dorim Tzvob learns Pshat the Gemara Asir. Mikol Mekoyim Sukkah Shani Yoyse Shteit. There's like the Rashash in the Dorim Tzvob Amud Beis. So it's a chiv to build a sukkah. Some say that is no shchalois. Mikol Mekoyim, I want to go to the next step. So Rabbeinu Tam said a lady cannot tie tzitzis and a lady cannot write tefillin. Tesis asked the kasha from our sugya. We said, other the pshat in our sugya is that it was done for the ladies. Other, maybe sukkah is different. Lemaisa de Morgan Avram and Simon Yudalit Paskins to be choishesh to Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, the same way stated in Rabbeinu Tam that an isha cannot tie tzitzis, and an isha cannot write tefillin, her isha cannot do a sukkah. As they pass in the Morgan Avram and Simon Yudalit, or Achaim Yudalit, Sifkot and Gimel, her isha is possible to do a tzitzis, and to do a sukkah. Frek de Prime Godim, I don't know. Shuter, sukkah is genbach, is kosher. You write that this is Tesis Kasha of Rabbeinu Tam. You have to answer Rabbeinu Tam. But state in the Gemara, Morgan Avram said it's a Kasha, but the answer is it's possible. So Morgan Avram learned our Gemara that was done for Noshim, was done for Behemoth. So the Morgan Avram Lemaisa says that Noshim cannot put on Tzchach. Noshim goim. So Lekatchile, if you choishesh to the Morgan Avram, Lekatchile is a akpodet that Noshim ve goim will not put on the Tzchach. That a Yid will put on the Tzchach. Zog de prime godim, aber la aloche, you can't be samech al Morgan Avram. Sukkah is ganbach is kosher. So he says, although we don't pass in the Morgan Avram, maybe the Morgan Avram is only lekatchile. So it's very shvel. Mon epshach. If Rabbeinu Tam is right, he's right. And if he's wrong, he's wrong. How to be choishesh to Rabbeinu Tam lekatchile? Say that. But as I said, the Achronim bring down the Katchile, the Meshubuah brings down, is a Morgan Avram to be Choishesh the Katchile to the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, not to have Noshim and Goyim putting on the Schach. Now, lefi them, a little kid could put on the Schach or not. A little kid could put on the Schach or not. Now, I wonder how it goes into our Sugya. Alright, a little kid could put on the Schach or not. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, a kid cannot put on the schach. What do you say? It's lekatchila. B'di'evad, I'm not choishesh to the Morgan Avram. B'di'evad, I'm not choishesh to the Morgan Avram. Zog davne neizer, no. A kid is possible to put on the schach. Not only because of the Morgan Avram. A kid cannot think l'shem tzel. A kid cannot think l'shem schach. How a kid could think l'shem tzel? He doesn't have a das. Maybe yes, maybe not. A kid cannot put on the schach. A kid cannot put on the schach. He doesn't have a das. They bring down in Uvis the analogous that by the chazanish, a kid put it on, chazanish said to take off the schach and to put it back. So when anybody sukkah that a kid put it down, it's a bochel levatole, the whole sukkahs. Bochel levatole. The kid cannot think l'shem tzel. What? Well, we'll get in a second if the father could help him. I mean, we'll see later. This is already an eight. Again, lefi ar suge, lechura kotten cannot have das. Oh. The shaila is, but we have a gemara that a behema is good. A kid is less than a behema. So again, if we learn pshat like the Meiri, we don't have a Gemara. Because the Gemara doesn't mean that the Behemoth did it. The Gemara does that we did it for the Behemoth. We don't have a Gemara that the Behemoth did it. If you learn like Rabbi Yosef Engel, we have a Gemara. So now I'm saying, the Shaila if the Behemoth did it or not, is Be'etzem, Tolu Lemaisa Legabi the Shaila Legabi Kot. If we learn that we did it for the Behemoth, so we Bichlal don't have a Gemara that a Behemoth could do a Sukkah. There's no tzad that the behemah can do a sukkah. There's no tzad that the behemah can do a sukkah. You do it for the behemah. B'meile, avad ha'kotn cannot make a sukkah. Even if you have Yosef Engel, that the behemah did it, I have a tzad that the kid will not help. And I found a tshuva, mamash, no way to share, I found a tshuva in Sefer Chishuki Chemed from Zilberstein. He brings down a story that was a yid that he was handicapped, he couldn't do. He had a monkey that helped him, and he told the monkey to put on the schach. And he says, "Gemara sukkas behemah al pirib Yosef Engel." And Rav Zilberstein says, "The asked Rabbi Yashiv the sukkas possible b'teres vada." The monkey doesn't have a das l'shem tzel. The animal in our sugya did it for herself. So she has an animal das that she wants to be inside. When the monkey you told him to put down, he doesn't know what he's doing. All these stories are crazy. When a behemoth does, the pshat is. That's the deal. When a behemoth does, and the tzadah we learn like Rabbi Yosef Engel, that a behemoth and the tzadah the behemoth could do, the pshat is the behemoth did for herself. One asked Mishael, maybe she made for tzitzis. Hashem the Gemara that she does. The fear of Yosef Engel. The Gemara said this is called Hashem Tzad. As they shame the Gemara, we're not asking a kasha on the Gemara. As they shame the Gemara. But we don't have a Gemara that the behemoth could do. The same thing a kid. If Lemoshel, the kid will make himself like as a camp or something, you know, he make himself a little house. Again, if you know Hashem Tzad, Hashem Tzitzis, I know the Mitzitzis. If he will do it, Hashem Tzad. Sometimes he does a stamp to have a closed place. It's not the Shem Tzel. Then Lu Yitzu will be such a Zach, it will help. Then will be a Zazach, Einich Nami could be a Zaych Timtze. Then it could be a Zaych Timtze. But if you tell the kid to put on, especially you tell the kid to do a sukkah, he doesn't know what sukkah means. The same sukkah, he doesn't have a das. Mele, avada the sukkah is possible. Avada the sukkah is possible. They say, again, it's not negia to taste this. Again. Lefi teisves, isha kudu, lefi rabbeinu tam, isha kenadu. Lefi rabbeinu tam, lefi demogen avrom, a cotton is possible to do a sukkah anyways. We're going now, even if we're not choishes to Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll hold that goyim and noshim could do a sukkah. Other cotton, zok davdeneizer, is worse. Because again, it's geboyt from the sukkah, you can't stam have a sukkah. Sukkah you have to build. As alochas of the sukkah, what gives it a shame sukkah? Vuzotzad lav bar chiyuve doesn't give it a shame sukkah. Vuzotzad loikviye doesn't give it a shame sukkah. It's a loch is what gives something a shame sukkah. It's a loch is what gives something a shame sukkah. Not everything gives a shame sukkah. A cotton cannot have a das. So the shail is miyad a beheime. So again, first we learn in the sukkah now is rishonim as in ishto as a gemore. It's ishto as a gemore. So we're not asking a kasha bichlal. What is our only kasha is if we'll learn like Rabbi Yosef Engel, he tanya that he has a tshuva sarashbo, that the behemah did it. If we're learning like this pshat, that the behemah did it. If the pshat that the behemah did it, then we have a kasha and a cotton. Then we have a kasha and a cotton, and we have to answer that the behemah did it l'shem tzel le'atzmo. But she ain't in the cotton when you tell him to put on. Shavazam and Oyabach says that could be if the father stands there and he has a das, it helps. But not because Oymed al Gabo Vaza. That Mechatesa will help Nishtaz Aza. His tzad is that maybe every time, even if Schach falls on his own and you have a das, it could be enough. It's a very vital tzad. I mentioned already in Shir beginning his mind, Shavazam's kash is alamol when it's windy in the sukkah and the Schach flies up and down, why it's kosher the second time that it went down, and it was not l'shem tzel. When you have the kindness, it goes up and down. First of all, the second time, it's not l'shem tzel. It happened me'elov. What? So what? So what? So what? So what? So you don't hold the kasha, he holds the kasha. I'm not looking for more terutzim on this kasha. Zogim Shem Zalman, if a person has a das that he wants it to fall l'shem tzel, is enough. The Mele, he says, if you tell the kid to put it, it could be enough. He has a das klolis. He has a das for this. I'm saying, nochamal, Azok, it's very schwer. It's very schwer. The Mele, Avade, again, the Meise was by the Chazanish, the Meise, The Chazanish, Lemay said, the kids put on, Chazanish made them to take it off and to put a schach again. I'm saying, Lekatchila, even by a goy and even by a isha, we have to be choishesh the shita samog and avrom. The Moshul is a famous shayla. I want me to go to the second shchelik of Mezuzah. It's a big shayla. It's again, Eretz Yisrael also, but the Moshul Chutzlos, they have a place. Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's a bit lighter. They have another place in Eretz Yisrael also. They made us a museum. That they have all different houses, how the Indians lived, how the Jewish people lived, and they have also a sukkah. How the Jewish people do a sukkah. The shayla if you're allowed to eat during sukkahs or not. And shayla if it's called Meid L'Shem Tzel or not. They have it here in Eretz Yisrael. It's a place that all the people take the kids in sukkahs. They build all different sukkahs with the Mishnayos. So they have a sukkah of Shlishis Afilu Tefach, they have Tefach Soichek, they have Pasar Bakeh. They didn't learn the sukkah like we learned, but Mikol Mekoyim, they have all the sukkahs, Mobui, Lechi, they have all the sukkahs. And they take kids for sukkahs to show it. It's one of the places that people go, Chalamoyot sukkahs, to take the kids. And the shayla is alamol if you're allowed to eat in that sukkah. The people, they build it like a sukkah, kosher a sukkah. But they didn't. I want to go to the sugya weiter. The shayla is if it's not put l'shem tzel. It's not put l'shem tzel. It's put to show you how a sukkah l'shem tzel is done. How apostles do? They have lemalam esrim. They have lemato me'asor. They have hutzim yordim. They want to show you how the sukkah is done. Again, avada, it was done. It's not taisel l'minahosu. It was done in the right way, but it was not done l'shem tzel, and it was not done l'shem sukkah. Now, lam again. Lam is invited on the gemara. The gemara. I want to go back to tchilas gemara. Shtei sukkah shel yoytzim. זו לפנים מזו הפנימיס אינו סוכו וחייבס במזוזו החיצוי נו סוכו ופטורו מן המזוזו פרק דגמורה והמי תהבי חיצוי נו כבישר הפנימיס ותסחי במזוזו משום דלו עקבי. So the Gemara started בסוכס היוצרים was inside and outside. The inside is קבוע and is חי במזוזו and it's, potru, it's not a סוכו. The outside one is potum in mezuzah, and you could be yaitze yedei sukkah. Frag the gemara akashe, frag the gemara akashe, v'tehevi beishar. There's a halacha if a person has a house, and he has a beishar in front of the house. I want to explain. The beishar himself is not a place that people live. The guard is there, people come inside. Mitzad atzmo is not chayev. But it's a halacha who bishorecho that beishar is chayev. Rashi learns beishar is the rabbonon. It's being zan tzveikes. But every time beishar the kalma mekem mitzrab the chayev and mezuzah mid the rabbonon. Frek the gemara why the chitzoino is not chayev and mezuzah mitzad beishar. Zog the gemara mishum de lo ikviye. We're medayik in Rashi. What is the lo ikviye? The inside one is lo ikviye. Even though we said that it's chai b'mezuzah, oh, but it's not called kviyah. Even though we said that it's called beisah shekol yom ha'shana, Rabbi Yisrael Milonil explains, ki ein ze mamesh bais, arbe pe'omim hoylech lebeisah mamesh. He has a house, like we explained. It's only a place where he works. So b'mele, it's not enough to mechayev the outside. So the pnimis is chayev, the outside one is potu. Why the outside one is potu? Because Zogt Rashi Sha pnimis eino kavua. The inside one is not kavua. The inside one is not kavua enough to mechayev the beisha. In the Rambam, the Ravid learns that the outside one is not kavua. The beishar is not kavua enough. Have to be, a beishar is a really place that the guard sits the whole time. The shomer sits the whole time. Here the maaser, the outside one, people are not there the whole time. It doesn't have a shame of a beishar. A beishar is a place that people sit there, they do epis there. The outside one is not kavua. So lefi Rashi, the chisoron of the reason you're not chayim beishar, because the pnimis is not kavua. And lefi the Rambam, the reason it's not a beishar, because the outside one is not kavua. The Chaim Kanievsky explains Masech the Mezuzah, what is the machlekes? The chakira is, why Bishar is chayev be Mezuzah? I want, it's a Pesach to a lot of inyoni bilchis Mezuzah. I want to try to be makif the inyon, how much we could. Why a Bishar is chayev be Mezuzah? I'll tell you two tzedodim. It's the door to the house. Just, it's a far door. How I walk into this house? One, two. Other name. Beishar is chayev mitzad atzmoy. Even though normally people don't live there so properly, but because they live in the house, and this is before the house, it gets a shame of a house. But the mechayev is mitzad atzmoy. Rashi learns the mechayev is the house. It's two doors to the house. So if the pnimis is not kavua, the Bishar is potu. If the pnimis is kavua, I don't need the Bishar to be a kavua. Masha'enken, the Rambam learned, the Mechayev is the Bishar. The Mele, while he's not kavua, the Mele is potu. I think this part is klo. It's not get to all of us. We have to be asked it klo. Again, Lefirashi, the Mechayev Bishar is because it's a door to the house. The Mele, it doesn't make a difference if it's kavua or not kavua. The main thing is if the house is kavua or not. Masha'enken, the Rambam, the Bishar is Mischayev duch the house. We have the same machlekes in a chotzer. A chotzer is chayev mezuzah or not? Say every morning. Mezuzah b'isecha or b'isharecha. A chotzer is chayev mezuzah or not? A chotzer is chayev mezuzah or not? If you go in between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, all these fields have mezuzahs on the fields. Even if it's gates, there's no mezuzahs. But a chotzer of a house is chayev mezuzah. Why? The same chakira. The pshat is chotzer lifnei habayis is be'etzem, it's the door to the house. Step one, the chotzer. Step two, the house. Other name. While it's near the house, the chotzer is chayev. A normal open place is not chayev in mezuzah. A chotzer is chayev. A porch. Yeah? In the old days, like in Mishorim, you walk into the porch and then you walk into the house. Yeah, like in Bativarsha, you have big porches. Why the porch is chayev? Because it's a step two to the house. Or because near the house, a stamp porch is not chayev. Where is the nafkamina? In Machlekes, every person knows he has a porch. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a porch. But out the roof now. You put a mezuzah on the porch or not? You put a mezuzah on the porch or not? To what side you put the mezuzah? Walking into the porch? Or walking from the porch into the house? Yeah, so to what side you put the mezuzah? Walking into the porch or from the porch to the house? Here in the motion, this door is walking into this room on the right side. Every time, beside you mean is the main side. You put the mezuzah when you walk into this room. So if this is the porch, when you walk from your house to the porch, you put the mezuzah? Or when you walk from the porch into the house? Minag Yerushalayim Al Pima Aril Diskin, from the house to the porch. All of Yerushalayim, from the house to the porch. As is Maril Diskin and Mina Yerushalayim to the porch. Chazanish says, from the porch into the house. We'll go to America. You have a backyard, a closed backyard. You can't come from the backyard into the house. I mean to say, you can't walk from the street to the backyard into the house. You can take a shortcut from the neighbors, we'll get later. But a normal closed backyard, where you put the mezuzah? To the backyard or from backyard walking into the house? Minag Yerushalayim, from the house to the backyard. The Chazon Ish says, from backyard into the house. What is the machlekes? Zogdim Chaim Kanievsky, B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, the machlekes is ours. This is the machlekes. Why the chotzer and the porch are chayev? If because it's a door into the house, so then, what's not the other way? If the porch and the chotzer are chayev mitzad atzmo, like the Rambam, the chayev mitzad atzmo, so you have to make a mezuzah when I walk into the porch. I have to make a mezuzah when I go to my backyard. But if the beishar and the chotzer are not chayev mitzad atzmo, it's only a chetimtze to walk into the house. So there's no mezuzah to the chotzer. Only from the chotzer when I walk into the house. So if I have a door to the backyard, to the street, so I make from the street to the backyard, to the, then when I walk in. But when I have a porch, or when I have a chotzer, so it's no point to make a mezuzah to the chotzer, to the porch. They're not chayv a mezuzah. When I'm in the porch and I walk into the house, I'm chayv. These are the two shittas. So the suffix is, why the porch is chayv? A porch near a house is a choshev a place. This is the reason, when the old days, when they walked into the porch, they put a mezuzah, because the porch in front of the house is a choshev a place. When they walked from the street to the yard, in front of the house, it was a gate, they put a mezuzah, because the chotzer in front of the house is a choshev a place. But mele, if you have a back porch, you have a backyard, you make a mezuzah walking into there, other name, it's only a chetimtze to walk into the house. So the main is the machlekes Rambam and Rashi in our sugya. Rashi learns that the pnimis is the one that is mechayev, not the bishar is the mechayev. So while the pnimis is the mechayev, if the pnimis is not kavua, so it's not mechayev. If the pnimis is kavua, it's mechayev. The Rambam learned the bishar becomes chayev mitzad atzmoy, the chotzer becomes chayev mitzad atzmoy. The main, if he's not kavua, it's not enough to be mechayev. Lemoshel, we want to retain that before we go back to Sukkos. You're living in an apartment building. By a goyim living in the building. You put a mezuzah at the bottom of the building or not? In a case that it's not dangerous. If sakona, sakona, kshofim, you have to put a mezuzah at the bottom door or not? You don't live in the steps. The steps are like a beis shaar. You walk through it to the house. You don't live there. It's a chotzer. If it's chai because it's a door to the house, so you chai. But if the chotzer is mischayev mitzad atzmoy, shutfus akum poito. The guy also has a shutfus in the steps. So if you chayev because it's a door to your house, so you chayev. If you learn that it's mechayev mitzad atzmoy, this is lechure the tzura sadvorim al regel achas the hilchis mezuz. And simen tof reish chovov, the Mishnah Berurah brings a shaila. It's a very big shaila in the longness of the sukkah. A lot of people make a sukkah, lemoshel, in their backyard or in the front of their house. Well, say lemoshel, a person has a house, a backyard, he builds a sukkah in front of his backyard. Dainu, attached to his porch, walking into the backyard, he doesn't make, he wants to use the walls of the porch. So what he does is, he makes a couple walls and he closes a sukkah. He closes a sukkah. Now, but in the end of the sukkah, he makes a door that he could go to the backyard. Or, lemoshel, he makes a sukkah in front of his house. So there's a sukkah in front of his house. He could walk into the sukkah. From the sukkah, he could walk into the house. He needs to put a mezuzah in front of the sukkah or not? He needs to put a mezuzah in front of the sukkah or not? Again, you have a regular house. Lemoshel, this is the house. In front of the house, he builds a sukkah. All the first floor here, he builds a sukkah. What is Neger? Basically, it's Neger and Yeshiva Smir. You take Beis Yishaya, they build a sukkah in the bottom, in the front of the, in the space in front of Beis Yishaya, right? Happens every year. They build in front of the main dining room, they use the whole place to make a sukkah, right? Or Beis Yishaya, you're here in sukkahs, in front of the building, in that space they build a sukkah. So what today is, the piece of wood that has a gate, we have the bike sometimes parking, yeah? There is the door of the sukkah, you walk into the sukkah. That place is chayv mezuzah and sukkah sanat. No, they don't do it. Here they don't. In Hanukkah they don't do nothing. Merkazi on the side, not Beis Yishaya. No. There is, they do, in the side door, Shari Chaim, they put a Tzura Sapesach. Here we speak of Beis Yishaya, you put a sukkah in front of Beis Yishaya. It's chay, the Mishneh Berurah state, Tov Reish Chavov, it's chay be mezuzah medin Beis Shah. It's a Beis Shah to the house.
There's another way to get
in. You have to go to the house. So in the case that you can, I'm trying to get that Yaakov. Mishnah Berurah speaks in the case that is a bishar. If the mitzvah will be different, the mitzvah will be different. But the Mishnah Berurah says you mechuyev to put a mezuzah. you mechuyev to put a mezuzah. Zog de achorim lechuyev, it's only lefi Rashi. But lefi the Rambam, if the bishar is not kavua, you're not chayev b'mezuzah. From God is that lechuyev, it's totally how we learn pshat in the sugi of sukas yoitzrim. If we learn pshat in sukas yoitzrim, that if the pnimis is kavua, the chitzayna is chayeves. So here, the chitzayna is chayeves. But if we learn like the Rambam, that if the chitzayna is not kvua, you potu. So here lechure, the chitzayna is not kvua. So lechure, lefi the Rambam you be potu, lefi Rashi you be chayev. So lechure, that mishne brure was going lefi Rashi. As a kimat the primigodim, you see the primigodim kimat learns like this pshat. But if you learn like the Rambam, lechure you be potu. L'chua yubipotu. Now, before we go weiter, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start tomorrow the next sugya. Rabbi Yashiv in the Ores has a tzad. After we'll learn the next sugya, Dval is a din of Shloshim Yoim Koidim Achag. There's a whole sugya. Could be if a kid build a sugya B'terech Shloshim Yoim, could be as a new heter. But this you have to learn the next sugya. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the mission.